What's up, ladies and gentlemen? I just got done recording. Y'all would know this. If you listen to the Raw episode, you know I said I was having to record the SmackDown episode right after the Raw episode. Both episodes are late. It's just me, your host, Alex. Aaron's not here. I do apologize. Let's get this kicked off because I have a stream to get to, and I want to get these episodes recorded. So first off, we start off with a segment with good old Shane McMahon comes out, does the whole stupid ass world best in the world, the best in the world segment. He says he's there to talk about Roman Reigns because Roman Reigns attacked his father. What kind of human being would attack somebody's father? Like, what? Shane, what? You just spent the last month, 2 months attacking freaking the Miz's father. What? Okay. All right, you do you, man. You do you, boo-boo. But then something I caught that I don't know. I feel like Shane did it on accident, but I even noticed the announcers joking around about it. But Shane McMahon, a couple times, like, said words, not like backwards, but like switched the first word and the second word, their first letters with each other. Like, he was talking about Mount Rushmore, but called it Mount Mushmore. And I was like, what? But I noticed he did it a couple times. So, like, I don't know if, like, Shane's, like, getting so hyped up that he can't think before he speaks or what's going on. But I just thought it was really weird. I caught it. And then when I realized that the announcers caught it, I was like, okay, it wasn't just me. I did hear him say that shit messed up. Then he calls out Roman Reigns, says it's an order. And I even wrote in my notes, what? Like, an order? What the fuck happened to the whole the authority figures? Like, we're being here to do this and this. What happened to that all being gone? Like, I feel like everyone has kind of dropped that authority figure thing except for Shane McMahon. I don't get it. Like, what is going? I thought we were getting rid of this, but yeah, here he is. Here he is again, calling out Roman Reigns. But Roman Reigns comes out. Doesn't say, has a mic in his hand, doesn't say a word, drops the mic. Shane McMahon then tosses his mic, and they look like they're getting ready to fight. And then Elias comes out, distracts Roman Reigns. And then at the end of the day, at the end of this segment, Reigns gets hit with the drift away from Elias. And I don't know. I'm guessing Shane McMahon and Elias are now a team, because even after this segment, we got another segment after commercial break, came back, and then we had backstage Elias singing some fucking stupid ass song. And then after he's almost done with the song, Shane runs over, jumps up, all hyper, like he just drank like 20 cans of freaking Mountain Dew or something. And then like tosses Elias, tells him to come on. They both jump down, they both get into a limousine, then they ride off into the sunset. So I'm guessing these two are now teaming up together, Elias and Shane. That's cool for Elias, because I think Elias really deserves to have, that main spotlight. I feel like he can do good up there. But man, some of his songs are decent, honestly, and then some of his songs are just straight shit. Like, just that song to Roman Reigns was just, it was hot doo-doo. Anyways, so then we go into another segment, and this segment has us with The New Day. Coffee talks about how this is gonna be his first singles match since WrestleMania, how he's prepared, how he's ready. Then we get Xavier Woods. He comes over, starts talking for a little bit, and then Big O comes over and says, does the whole Big E thing where he said, because New Day rocks, New Day rocks. So that was pretty cool. I think Kevin Owens is doing a really good job at, like, I don't feel like he's being overly used as like a comedy act, right? Like, I think I talked about this last podcast as well, because I really like this kind of comedy feel, comedy angle that they're doing with him. I feel like it kind of works. So I'm happy with it. I don't know, but I know that at the end of this podcast, you guys are going to find out some shit. So just wait till the end. Then next, we get a matchup between Finn Balor, the Intercontinental Champion, versus Andrade. So before the match started, Finn Balor comes out, Andrade and Zelina cut themselves a promo. And I thought that Andrade, I think this is one of the first times I've ever personally really seen him cut a promo himself, not talking in Spanish. And I liked it. I thought it was really good. I think he really has that whole I want you to hate me heel heat That whole character, I feel like he does a really, really good job at it. I thought it was funny during this matchup. During that one point, Zelina Vega was trying to keep Finn Balor from dragging Andrade to the center of the ring. And so she was holding onto his arms. Finn Balor went to drag Andrade, and Zelina Vega just came along with him and was drugged halfway across the ring inside. And even the ref and everybody's like, wait, what the hell? What's going on here? What are you doing in here? So I thought that was pretty funny. I thought it was a pretty cool thing. But at the end of the day, Finn Balor, coup de grace, hitting it on Andrade for the win, Intercontinental Champion still. I don't even think it was a title match, so it didn't really matter. But still, your Intercontinental Champion, Finn Balor. So now is the segment. I'm going to go ahead and revert real quick. So earlier I was talking about the segment about Elias and Shane. I think I mixed those up, because I think there was a segment like right after they're beating up Roman, like coming to the backstage. There was a small segment. And then what I was talking about with him singing, Shane McMahon running in, saying, let's go, and then jumping down, going inside with limo, all type of stuff. That happened now, if that makes sense. So I kind of mixed up those two segments. I forgot there was two separate segments in between the guys, between the two pairing, whatever the fuck, the BFFs now, whatever the fuck they want to call themselves. But then after that Elias segment, with him leaving with Shane McMahon, then we get a match of Kairi Sane versus Peyton Royce. I thought the Iconics cut a pretty decent promo on the way to the ring. I thought they did a really good job of calling out Kairi Sane, calling out Paige, and it was interesting. As much as they annoy the shit out of me, I've told y'all before, and I feel like I'm gonna keep saying it, is they're starting to grow on me. They are starting to grow on me as the tag team champions. I feel like they really fit as the women's tag team champs. So I liked it. One thing I didn't get is, so Kairi Sane picks up the win. And I don't understand like that. So I'm assuming Iconics are just gonna be portrayed as like these really, really, really weak women who can't really fucking fight for themselves. But when they gets down and dirty, they have no problem cheating to win. So essentially, they're going to be that tag team that cheats to win every time that they maintain their titles, which is fine. That's a hell of a way to keep a team with heat. So I don't mind it. But yeah, Kairi Sane won the match. Peyton Royce got her butt kicked, got hit with the insane elbow, is what I think they call it. And then Mandy Rose and DeVille came out. They literally came out to the top of the ring. Didn't say anything. They were just clapping, being condescending. Something again I really don't like is, you're talking about fucking Asuka, man. Asuka. You get Paige, who comes over to the ramp, the bottom part of the ramp, and like calls over Asuka and Kairi Sane, like pointing to them, like waving at him, come here, come here, come here, come here. And then like pointing up to Mandy Rose and DeVille, and like kind of telling them, sick them, go get them, go. I'm just like, what? You're talking about Asuka? She's already taking orders from fucking Paige? What? I just don't get that whole thing. But it is what it is. Ain't nothing I can do about it. So then next thing we got Jinder Mahal versus Chad Gable. So Jinder Mahal comes out to the ring. He interferes with, or interfere. He interrupted the whole little thing going on back and forth between Kairi Sane and Asuka and Mandy Rose and DeVille. He comes out. Walks out to the ring. Chad Gable gets ready to come out to the ring. And then we cut to commercial, right? Then when we come back, we get a little segment from Aleister Black. I didn't really understand this whole segment. I didn't really understand what the point of this segment was. It was kind of Aleister Black talking about how he's misunderstood. And damned, and I don't know. It was cool. It was a good promo. I just didn't understand where it was coming from and where it was going. But anyway, Bowser Black did a good promo. So then after that promo, we cut back. Chad Gable still headed to the ring. Lars Sullivan runs out real quick, attacks Chad Gable before the match can even get started. Whoops his ass. Whoops the Singh brothers' asses. Jinder Mahal does what he always does. Rolls out the ring. Cowardly runs up the ramp. R-Truth's music hits. So we got R-Truth coming down to the ring. You know, he's coming down, you know, fucking fight off the big dumb psychopath. What are they calling him now? The creeper? I don't know what they're calling. Lars Sullivan again. But I thought it was weird that R-Truth comes down to the ring and just gets his ass kicked. Like, he really had no offensive. Like, why would you do that to anybody, man? Like, I don't understand. You make this person feel like, or seem like, oh, they don't give a shit. They'll come out and they'll fight anybody, but then they just get their ass kicked regardless, like, off the top. Like, it just, it's kind of odd. So Lars Sullivan comes out, whoops everybody's asses. Then we're done. We're done with that. Never got that match. Then we cut away to a segment of Roman Reigns talking about Elias, and talking about how Elias had challenged him earlier in the night to a Money in the Bank pay-per-view match, and Roman Reigns said, "Yes, you got it, because I'm gonna show him why this is my yard." So now we have official Roman Reigns versus Elias at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view coming up. Then next we go into another segment that has our one and only Charlotte Flair. Finally, I feel like finally she's talking about her match at WrestleMania. Like, to me, she was the top female star in that match, and she hadn't said a word since the pay-per-view. She had a match last week, but she didn't say anything. So to finally hear her talking about her WrestleMania match was pretty cool. Lynch comes out, does her whole stupid ass thing of Becky Two Belts, and doing calling Charlotte Flair a dope and freaking some other crazy Irish words. I don't know what she was calling her. But then Flair talks about how she's next in line, and Lynch just starts going off about how she's not next in line. She doesn't deserve it. She doesn't this. She doesn't that. I'm like, man, you're talking to the seven times. Charlotte has been the champion. Let's look this up real quick while we're talking. So you're talking about a freaking women's champion who's been around much, much longer. And you're sitting there telling her that she doesn't deserve a rematch? Like, I don't know. I didn't get it. Again, I'm not a big fan of Lynch. Y'all heard me like 10 times say this. So it was pretty odd. And then she talks about how she wants to fight new competition, which is cool. Talks about how she wants to fight people like Bayley and Asuka and all these other people. And then Bayley's music hits. Bayley comes out to the ring and talks about how Becky Lynch talks about all these people she's beat, all these accomplishments she's had. But the one thing she's never done is beat Bayley. So Becky Lynch is like, oh, yeah, you're right. They decided to give themselves a little old match. We cut to commercial, come back. According to the announcers, during the break, the McMahon family decided to go ahead and make this a match, and that was Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch. And whoever won would get a future title shot against Becky Lynch. I'm sorry if I was like dragging out a little bit, guys. I was trying to look up the Flair thing. I can't find it right now. So whoever wins will get a future shot at Becky Lynch, not at Money in the Bank, because we already got Lacey Evans lined up. So I don't know if this is a smart move, if this is like their way of just pretty much guaranteeing that Lacey Evans is going to win, or maybe Lacey Evans will win. I've been a personal belief that they were going to consolidate the two women's titles, but maybe Money in the Bank is where they're gonna have Lacey Evans win and then go on to be a champion on SmackDown or Raw, whichever one she wins, and then Becky Lynch is gonna be a champion at the other brand. So maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know. But it kind of felt weird seeing that Becky Lynch and Bayley were fighting to be able to fight Becky Lynch next after Money in the Bank. It's like she hasn't even won her match there. But Charlotte Flair won this match. She hit the spear. After the match, Lynch says she'll defend her Raw Women's title against Lacey Evans. Oh, so I actually missed that part. I don't know how I missed that part. So apparently Lynch says that she'll defend her Raw Women's title against Lacey Evans at the Money in the Bank. Oh man. See, I feel like a dope right now, because I somehow missed this segment. I don't know how I missed this. Lucky I decided to look this up, the results, while I'm recording. But apparently Lynch says she's going to defend her Raw Women's title against Lacey Evans at Money in the Bank. and defend her SmackDown Women's title against Flair at Money in the Bank. So this isn't a Becky Lynch going to fight one and then maybe fight the other, or who's going to fight her whenever. But she's going to be fighting twice at Money in the Bank. That's cool. I dig that. That's a pretty damn cool thing to see. Hopefully Becky Lynch will get to maintain one, because while I don't really care for her, even though she's a fan favorite thing, I look at her as a heel. And I hope she gets her ass kicked, loses one of them, and then maybe maintains the other one. I don't see her losing both of the titles at one pay-per-view. I don't see that happening. So after this matchup, after this whole thing that I obviously didn't pay attention to see, we get a segment with Bray Wyatt. Again, if y'all listen to Raws, you know that, you know, there's a Firefly Funhouse segment with a whole bunch of creepy ass dolls and freaking creepy ass dinosaurs or buzzards, whatever the fuck he is. It's so weird. It is. I just want to see what he's going to be like when he gets back. After we get done with that, we come back. It's now we are on to the main event of the night, Kofi Kingston versus Shinsuke Nakamura. And this match ended with a DQ of Shinsuke Nakamura because Rusev jumped into the ring, tried to help out Shinsuke, caused the DQ. Kevin Owens comes in and helps. Xavier Woods comes in and helps. And then at one point, Rusev was coming after Kevin Owens. And then we had Kofi Kingston push him out of the way, right? Like, push Kevin Owens out the way. Say, hey, watch out. Hits the freaking Trouble in Paradise. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Rusev's out the ring. Then Kofi turns right around, gets super kicked by Kevin Owens. God, I saw this coming, man. I don't really know what to say about this. Like, this is kind of something we should have seen coming. Now, if you listened to last week's as well, you know that I've been a fan of this Kevin Owens being serious, but then being super, super, super jokey about a lot of things. Like, he's got like that comedy feel to him right now. I like him more that way than I do as like the 100%. Fuck, I'm a Stone Cold fucking blah, blah, character that he usually plays. But looks like we're back to the straight 100% heel Kevin Owens. So what I'm wondering is, does this mean we got Kofi versus Kevin Owens at Money in the Bank? I don't know. We'll find out next week, maybe. Maybe we'll find out then. Maybe we'll find out at Money in the Bank. Who knows? But as always, guys, thank you very much for listening. I'm sorry that this podcast this week is late. I'm sorry that, you know, the recording's a little here and there. Again, we're trying to get used to this whole podcast thing. I live in America. Aaron lives over in Australia, so it does make it a little bit difficult. Unfortunately for me, I've been dealing with the flu for the last 3 weeks. Thankfully, the last 2 days, I've been feeling better, so I'm feeling like I'm getting back to normal. But I do want to thank you guys very much for continuing to listen, continue to show support. Make sure you guys like and comment, share it, let everybody know about the podcast, help get the word out. And as always, you guys are amazing. I'll catch you guys next time. Peace.